A recent state audit showed that more than half of all W-2 participants leave the state's welfare rolls only to return to the program. Four out of five participants land a job that pays below the poverty level. The findings have some lawmakers concerned that the private agencies who handle W-2 cases aren't using state dollars the way they should be. River Hills GOP Senator Alberta Darling told the legislative panel reviewing the program that the state needs to be tougher on welfare providers.
Now, you might say that's micromanaging, but we have invested, you know, over $1 billion in this program, and it's not fair to the recipients, and it's not fair to the taxpayer that there has been such abuse of the monies used.
Darling says her colleagues on the legislature's finance committee will look at the W-2 budget closely this year. Bob Anderson, with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, says his group fears what Governor Jim Doyle's spending plan has in store. Doyle's administration estimates the state's welfare caseload will drop from nearly 11,000 people late last year to 7,500 by next summer.
Now, the department says that the reason why there's been this many people who are leaving the caseload is because of an improving economy and a renewed emphasis on finding people jobs. But our concern is that the real impetus for this is that there was a $20 million deficit.
Anderson says there's more of an emphasis on reducing welfare caseloads right now than there is on making sure people are actually prepared for the workplace. The State Department that monitors all welfare providers says it will write tougher reporting benchmarks into their next contracts. Those are due to be finalized in the coming months. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.